Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Despite efforts by President Biden to push forward after his disappointing debate, a growing list of Democrats are coming forward with their own concerns about his health and re-election chances. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
Sources are telling our Rachel Scott that the president has yet to speak to top Democratic leadership. So this includes Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, who is the top Democrat in the House. He's also not talked to Nancy Pelosi. So there's really a question here. At what point does the president get more personally involved to make his case that he absolutely should be the one running against Donald Trump?
George Stephanopoulos, anchor of ABC's This Week, will have the first televised interview with President Joe Biden since the debate. It airs this Sunday. Attorneys for the man accused of stabbing writer Salman Rushdie has rejected a plea deal, saying it would include a terrorism charge. And Hurricane Beryl, once a Category 5, has dipped to a Category 4, but still packing a punch. This is ABC News. Just ahead of the 4th of July holiday, beaches in several states are closed to swimmers due to high levels of bacteria in the water.
In Massachusetts, at least 37 beaches were closed Monday afternoon due to bacterial exceedance, according to the state's Department of Public Health. At least three beaches in Coronado, California, and the San Diego Bay have been closed since June 26th, also due to high levels of bacteria in the water. And on Long Island, New York, 63 beaches in Suffolk County last week issued an advisory against swimming due to increased bacteria levels caused by heavy rainfall and stormwater runoff. Officials in Massachusetts identified the bacteria Enterococci, typically found in the intestinal tracts of warm-blooded animals, including humans. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
Michael Foods out of Minnesota recalling more than 4,000 pounds of packaged liquid eggs because of mislabeling and fears of allergic reactions. Those cartons were sent to 9 different states. There have been no confirmed reports of anyone getting sick, though, from the products. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The news this hour from WRCO is sponsored by Right Way Shell. With fuel prices so high, Fuel Rewards Platinum status is your ticket to saving big at Shell. Save at least 10 cents per gallon on any fuel type. Combine it with your other rewards and unlock VIP experiences. Download the free Shell app today from the App Store or Google Play and cash in big time at Right Way Shell in Spring Green.
There's a current alert going on right now, a flood watch for most of the area from 3 p.m. until late tonight. And for the rest of today, mainly cloudy and breezy, spotty showers may become more widespread, thunderstorms by late afternoon with a high 71. Then tonight with a low of 62, showers and storms ending by later evening. Partial clearing later with a patchy fog possible. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and much warmer with a high 84. Tomorrow night with a low of 63, partly cloudy and humid. Areas of light fog possible after midnight. And for your 4th of July forecast, increasing clouds and turning muggy with a 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms by midday. Then 70% chance at night with a high of 83. Right now it is cloudy and currently 67 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. This truck needs a half tank. These wheels need a 2-lane. This radio needs 3 songs to play to get me across town to you. That dress needs to slip off. That hair needs to come down. Friday nights need to do what Friday nights need to do. That's the truth. Yeah, birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs nitty gritty under that pale moon. Sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. Knocking boots. Me and you. Oh. Long weeks need a weekend. Cheap drinks need a slinging. That dance floor needs some me on you. And you on me tonight.
Sing-alongs need to be sung. Tip bells need to be rung. Last calls need a call. That cabin back seats need, I want you so bad. Yeah, birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs nitty gritty under that pale moon. Sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. Knocking boots. Shutting, lights need cutting, lips need locking, boots need knocking, and birds need bees, and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark means nitty gritty under that pale moon. A sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. Knocking boots. Me and you. Oh, oh, oh. Knocking boots.
You know the color of my coffee. Too many t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mom always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten? Every song written, take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we can't break up now.
My friends, Astor, are you in?
We've
enough. You're ready to give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hands, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky,
diamond and wedding band. I got the boy. not the man.
Jana Kramer with I Got the Boy. It is currently 68 degrees and cloudy here at Richland Center. And so far, we got an update. The Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League tonight has been canceled because of this evening's forecasted weather. Again, the Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League tonight has been canceled. Right now, looking like we're going to get a lot of thunderstorms in the area. Looking like maybe potentially a heat trough coming in, because maybe we might get some humidity by your 4th of July forecast. But we'll see what happens with the rain, see what happens with this heat wave.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center, and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
It's a special day reserved for family, food, and fun. The Village of Lone Rock invites you to join in the celebration of our nation's independence Thursday, July 4th, with a big parade at 11, followed by the EMS Chicken Barbecue at the Fire Station and the Sacred Heart Catholic Church Chicken Barbecue at Fireman's Park. The celebration includes great food and drink, Tuningo at 4, meat paddles at 6, the big raffle drawing at 6, with fireworks at dusk. No one celebrates the 4th of July like your friends and neighbors in Lone Rock. Bring the family for a great day in the Village of Lone Rock.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Your attention, please. Krogan's Do It Best retirement sale in Boscobel continues with everything on sale. Just in time for your 4th of July projects, all fertilizer, grass seed, garden hose, lawn chemicals, and all paint and stain, 25 to 50% off. The largest sale in their 91 years. Everything goes. Hurry for the best selection on all furniture, appliances, hardware, grills, and more. They're selling to the bare walls. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is closing their doors. Stop in today. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 to 4, closed 4th of July and Sunday.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
100.9 WRCO. I wear a 20X American hat, a gold buckle from a rodeo.
I wear a dusty old co-op cap, make my living on them old.
Spin around.
I take mine to them fields of gold. Hold her tight while the sun goes. Some old Hank
from the big sky to the telling you why. Now, girl, if you only would, please hold out your hand. Just close your eyes. Well, I've been dying to ask you one burning question.
Smile.
is rare. I can't wait to see how it looks on your head. I'll give you everything that one woman needs, that one woman may. I'll be strong.
Sitting in traffic some afternoon, I'm bored to death in some waiting room. Well, I'm gonna close my eyes and picture you today. Man alive today. get you through the rest of your life.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? It's a principle.
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
Right now, we have a flood watch for most of the area from 3 o'clock p.m. to late tonight. And the rest of today, we have mainly cloudy and breezy. Spotty showers may become more widespread with thunderstorms by late afternoon with a high of 71. Then tonight, with a low of 62, showers and storms ending by later evening, being partial clearing later with patchy fog possible. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and much warmer with a high of 84. Then tomorrow night, with a low of 63, partly cloudy and humid with areas of light fog possible after midnight. Then your 4th of July forecast, increasing clouds and turning muggy, 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms by midday, then 70% chance at night with a high of 83. Right now, it is currently 67 degrees and a little sprinkle/misty out there.
WRCO 100.9.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
country. I ain't trying to put it down. Damn, I miss Dwayne Allman. I wish he was still around. But some crime in the country. Keep country driving on. Put some crime in the country. Yeah, let's keep country driving on.
Shepherd with Small Town Rumors. The Brewers were in action last night, but sadly fell to the Rockies 8-7 in 10 innings. Jake Cave had the walk-off hit for the Rockies, and the winning pitcher for the Rockies, Tyler Kinley, and the losing pitcher for the Brewers was Yoel Piamps. The Brewers are back in action today as they take on the Rockies, the first pitch time being 7:40 p.m. You can listen to that game live on WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 a.m. The starting pitchers will be, for the Brewers, Dallas Keuchel will be going up against the Rockies' Ryan Feltner. See, Keuchel pitched only one outing so far against the Rangers, giving up four runs in that game. Well, let's see. Hopefully second start. second start in the major league since who knows how long. I think it should be going all right, even though it is in Coors Field and, of course, a big-time home run ballpark, a hitter's ballpark for sure. But we'll see how it goes. Bats keep going. We should be fine. So, again, the Brewers, Rockies, 7:40 p.m. on WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 a.m.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
It's a special day reserved for family, food, and fun. The Village of Lone Rock invites you to join in the celebration of our nation's independence. Thursday, July 4th, with a big parade at 11, followed by the EMS Chicken Barbecue at the Fire Station and the Sacred Heart Catholic Church Chicken Barbecue at Fireman's Park. The celebration includes great food and drink, Tuningo at 4, meat paddles at 6, the big raffle drawing at 6, with fireworks at dusk. No one celebrates the 4th of July like your friends and neighbors in Lone Rock. Bring the family for a great day in the Village of Lone Rock.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is Michael Kaufman, former mayor of Richland Center, speaking to the people of the community on an important issue to all of us. Recently, the city of Richland Center has lost a staggering number of employees and department supervisors due to what has become an unfriendly work environment. In my previous mayoral position, I had the privilege to work with these experienced, hardworking people. It appears that our elected officials are not in tune as to what is happening, since they do not work day-to-day with these employees. The officials may not know what each person does in his or her job. The next city council meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, July 2nd at 6:30 p.m. At that time, the council will discuss the options of 1. Finding a new city administrator. 2. Replacing the current members of the Utility Commission, or 3. Dissolving the Utility Commission. I have served on that commission in the past and know the importance of having it in our community. The Red Board, which was created to help business development, has already been eliminated, and there is discussion about disbanding the Park Board as well. We need commissions and commissioners who are residents of the community. These members and volunteers have the best interests of the community at heart. I'm asking the members of the community to attend the meeting on Tuesday night, July 2nd, to voice their concerns. We all need to work together to make Richland Center the best it can be, a pleasant community in which to live and work. This announcement was authorized and paid for by Michael Kaufman on behalf of our community.
100.9 WRCO.
Sometimes a crowd makes me lonely. Sometimes a
shot just makes me sad. Sometimes I miss that old small town. Slow down, life I kinda wish that I still had. I can't really pour my heart out on the FM radio, 'cause the way I'm really feeling won't fill up the Coliseum on the edge of Tupelo. Just goes dark. I wanna climb up on a mountain. I want love that feels like home. Yeah, I want a conversation like a sunset and a song I can feel down in my bones. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little lifelong in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that stand still. I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can feel. Yeah, I want something real strong. Yeah, something I can hold on to. When the record settles down, I'm just looking for some truth. I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little lifelong in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Yeah, I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, turn into something I can feel. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real. Yeah, I want something real.
Describing a heartache, all 'cause it's a one of a kind thing, a serious injury, and a whole lot of endless pain. If it was a storm, I'd compare it to a hurricane. Oh, it's even got a name. If it was a drain, it would be a strong one. If it was a sad song, it would be a long one. If it was a color, it would be deep, deep blue. But if we're talking about a heartache, it would be a full moon, it would
be a total eclipse. If it was a tidal wave, it would sink a thousand ships. If it was a blizzard, it would be record-breaking cold. If it was a lie, it would be the biggest story you've ever told. If it was a dream, it would be a strong one. If it was a sad song, it would be a long one. If it was a color, it would be deep, deep blue. But if we're talking about a heartache, talking about a heartache, it would be